Welcome to Daily Leadership Lessons, where we explore the principles, practices, and habits of successful leaders. Each day, we will delve into a new topic that will inspire you to become a better leader. From communication skills to emotional intelligence, from building trust to creating a vision, we will cover it all. Join us on this journey of self-discovery and growth. Let's learn together how to lead with purpose, passion, and clarity.
Emotions that are undervalued in the workplace. In most professional settings, rational, analytical thinking is rightly valued. However, an overemphasis on logic and detachment can overlook the important role of emotions in organizational leadership and culture. Research suggests a more balanced, emotionally intelligent approach may lead to greater employee engagement, productivity, and innovation. Gom et al. 2005. Today we will explore specific emotions that tend to be undervalued: empathy, enthusiasm, vulnerability, and joy, and how fostering an emotionally aware culture can benefit organizations. Empathy is the foundation for teamwork. Empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of others, underpins many interpersonal skills valued in the workplace, such as active listening, conflict resolution, and customer service. Goody et al. 2010, yet empathy is often overlooked. Research shows empathetic leaders improve team cohesion, cooperation, and performance. Mayer et al. 2008, empathy allows leaders to see issues from others' perspectives, motivating teams through challenge. Jazieri et al. 2013, healthcare provides an example. Empathetic doctors build trust with patients, facilitating open communication and adherence to treatment. Halpern, 2003, one hospital found employees scoring highest in empathy had fewer patient complaints and higher patient satisfaction ratings. Kane et al. 2007, similarly, empathetic customer service representatives increase loyalty and sales. Stock and Hoyer. 2005, leaders can cultivate empathy through active listening exercises, role-playing to understand different viewpoints, and transparent dialogue about challenges faced by teammates. Fostering company cultures that value understanding others also encourages empathy's expression. Enthusiasm sparks creativity and motivation. While passion is difficult to mandate, research links enthusiasm to positive organizational outcomes like innovation, motivation, and job satisfaction. Bayes et al. 2008, as with physicality, catching another's enthusiasm is contagious when leaders demonstrate sincere interest in goals and people. It rubs off. Silicon Valley provides an example. Enthusiastic founders like Steve Jobs inspired employees with compelling visions that motivated long hours solving difficult problems. Isaacson, 2011. At gaming company Valve, flat hierarchies and employee autonomy foster intrinsic motivation through enthusiasm for work purchases. 2012. When leaders share enthusiasm, it encourages autonomy, creativity, and risk-taking. Leaders can role model enthusiasm, though sharing genuine interest to deepen engagement. Providing autonomy over goals while acknowledging efforts sustains enthusiasm. Regular appreciation circles allow sharing enthusiasm to motivate others. Vulnerability boosts learning and trust. While vulnerability seems risky, research shows its importance for building trust and learning from mistakes. Brown, 2012. When leaders admit limitations and solicit feedback without defensiveness, it signals humanness that encourages open feedback crucial for growth. Vulnerable dialogue about challenges faced and overcome can motivate others facing adversity. Williams, 2008. In education, a principal acknowledging difficulties retaining math teachers through vulnerable discussion improved staff cohesion and brainstorming of solutions. BD, 2007, in marketing. The Dove campaign portraying real beauty through CEO vulnerability resonated with consumers and increased trust in the brand's mission. BIC, 2010. Leaders can model vulnerability through honestly sharing challenges and lessons learned from failures. Listening without judgment encourages others' vulnerability, improving relationships and learning. Regular feedback sessions where criticism is welcomed, not avoided, builds trusting cultures where people feel safe to learn. Joy uplifts work engagement. While work is not, and should not be, all fun, research links joy, taking delight in one's work, to higher engagement, innovation, and satisfaction. Prilla et 2014, yet joy is often considered incompatible with professional duty. However, joy sparks flow full immersion and presence conducive to high performance. Sixcent Mahaly, 1990. Leaders who express delight in their work through lighthearted enthusiasm are energizing. Some famous innovators chase joy through their work. Walt Disney delighted in creating magic for guests. Watts, 1997. Herb Kelleher kept Southwest Airlines feeling like a family through joyful antics that lightened stressful work. Freiberg and Freiberg, 1996. Small gestures like handwritten birthday cards or pleasant lunchroom interactions can spread joy. Leaders can incorporate joy through creativity such as humor, playfulness, and festivity into routine tasks. Forming strong, trusting relationships with teammates provides shared joy. Focusing on intrinsic rewards through delivering value, not just credentials, fuels joy at work. Cultivating emotional intelligence. To cultivate these undervalued emotions, leaders must reflect on developing their own emotional intelligence through skills such as self-awareness, social awareness, relationship management, and self-regulation. Goleman, 1995, regular reflection through journaling builds understanding of how one's emotions impact others. Seeking candid feedback aids self-awareness. During interactions, noticing nonverbal emotional cues through active listening aids social awareness. Meditation enhances self-regulation to remain calm under pressure, expressive of deep emotions. Goleman and Davidson, 2017. Developing emotional vocabulary expands capacity to identify feelings, discuss them helpfully. Mindfulness strengthens focus, enabling full presence when engaged with others. Leaders modeling this journey signal openness that builds trust and motivates others to develop their own emotional skills. Conclusion. While logic remains vital in professional contexts, an over-reliance risks undermining the importance of emotions in cultivating healthy workplace relationships and cultures that support innovation, creativity, and job satisfaction. Leaders who examine emotions undervalued in their industries and consciously cultivate empathy, enthusiasm, vulnerability, and joy through self-reflection and community building will see benefits to employee engagement, cooperation, and performance. Developing emotional intelligence should be an ongoing leadership development priority, supporting organizational success. We examined key emotions shown through research to contribute positively to workplace culture when acknowledged and intentionally fostered empathy, enthusiasm, vulnerability, and joy. Supported by theories of emotional intelligence and specific industry examples, practical strategies demonstrated how organizational leaders can cultivate these emotions through self-reflection, modeling, and community building to reap benefits of improved cooperation, satisfaction, innovation, and performance. Overall, an effort to value the role of emotions can strengthen leadership effectiveness and organizational health when balanced with logic in a thoughtful, nuanced way.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Daily Leadership Lessons. please share with your colleagues and friends, and please join us again for our next daily leadership lesson. We wish you a productive, effective, and fulfilling day.